In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you ready? If it comes this month, this week, today, are you okay with that? Are you really ready? Do you ever spend time, even a couple of minutes, thinking about your ultimate end? Will it be joyous, love-filled, God-filled? Or will it be pain-filled, hate-filled, and hopeless? Will you be in heaven, or will you be in hell? My friends, whether you like it or not, those are your only choices. There are no others. You will ultimately find yourself in one or the other, and that, my friends, is a fact. God, through his love, created us, and that love walked, lived, and died among us so that we might have a choice of the eternity we would experience. His love offers each of us heaven, but we are not guaranteed heaven. We must choose it by the life we live, by our actions, and also our inactions. While Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, is reminding them of the final chapter of this world, of the second coming of our Lord, who will come in judgment and finality, his plea is that we be ready, for we don't know the hour or the day. But this plea could just as well apply to our own personal end of days here on this earth, to the time of our particular judgment. Will we be prepared? Will we be ready? More to the point, am I prepared if today is the day? Where would you end up if God called you right now, this very instant? Are your affairs in order? Is your soul in order? Is it in a state of grace? How do you know? Do you take a daily inventory? If you're anything like my wife, God bless her, you plan weeks and sometimes months in advance for a trip or a vacation. She collects everything that she can think of, so when the day to leave arrives, nothing, and I mean nothing, will be forgotten. Nothing will be left to chance. My friends, when your appointed time comes, you will be leaving on the greatest trip you will ever take. And what have you done to prepare? I know I'm preaching to the choir. Your being here at Mass shows that you care, that you are doing your best to be ready. But what of the countless number of souls who never spend one millisecond considering their eternal end? All those who think God is a myth, a crutch for those who can't get out, go on their own, and all those who are so wrapped up in their lives that they miss the point of their very existence, of their creation. This past year and a half, we have faced and lived through some scary and perilous times. Regardless of how it came to be, the COVID virus has changed how we live. But instead of obsessing over how our lives have been disrupted, have you thought for a moment that this may serve a greater purpose? Could God be trying to get our attention? Could he be trying to tell us something? With the loss of so many loved ones and friends, could he be saying, beware, for you really don't know the hour nor the day when I will call you? So, my friends, be ready. It behooves all of us to take a good close look at our lives. Our behavior. Why do we do what we do? Do we have habits that lead us away from God, that lead us into sin? Are there changes that God is calling on us to make? My friends, take this time to do a thorough evaluation of your life and of your relationship to God. If there are changes that need to be made, don't delay, but ask God to help you to make them. Don't put off until tomorrow what God is asking you to do today. For we must remember that for some, that tomorrow may never come. Better yet, make that examination of how you stand before God a regular part of your week. Perhaps each Friday evening, take 5 minutes and sit in silence and look at what have you done that week. Have your decisions, your actions, your inactions brought you closer to God, or have they done just the opposite? When it comes to your eternal fate, you can never be too prepared. Will it be a time of great rejoicing, or one of grinding and the gnashing of teeth. So as you approach the altar to receive our Lord, resolve to clean your soul and always be ready to meet Jesus, so that when your day of reckoning comes, he will say with love in his voice, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant. Receive the reward my Father has prepared for you." May God bless you.